This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. The bane of the Democrats, Texas Representative Tom DeLay, is getting run out of Congress. Polls show President Bush with fairly dismal approval numbers. Democrats, this is your day. So now what? We'll begin with some numbers, setting the table, so to speak, with Andy Kohut. He's the pollster and president of the Pew Research Center. Andy, welcome back to the program. I've been reading polls you've done over the last 6 months or so. To what extent do you find that government corruption as an issue creates the opportunity for the Democrats, best they've seen in years, or is it the war, or is it something else?
The answer to that, Alex, is yes. It's all of those things. And in a Gallup poll not too long ago, by 42% to 29% plurality, people thought that the country would be better off if the Democrats rather than Republicans controlled Washington. This has not been the case. When the public is unhappy with conditions, they tend to be angry with the incumbents and those who control government, and that is now obviously the Republicans.
When people express this kind of discontent, Andy Kohut, nationally, how do you see that reflected in local races? That is, don't people still tend to vote for the incumbent, the local guy, whether or not they don't like national developments?
Most members of Congress, Democrat and Republican, obviously are going to be reelected. There's a very high reelection rate. And what we see in polls these days is that 36% of independents say perhaps their member does not deserve reelection. 4 years ago, that number was only 23%. And much of the change in voting behavior will occur among people who consider themselves independents. That's an unnerving trend for incumbents, but especially Republican incumbents.
Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center. Andy, thank you.
You're quite welcome.